96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Welcome to Friday, everybody. It is a Free Your Mind Friday. Tonight, we're asking, as we always do on Free Your Mind Friday, what's bothering you? What's grinding your gears? Or maybe you're not really bothered, but just want to get something off your chest from the events of the week. We're not all serious tonight, but we have a few issues of our own that we would like to talk about. Joining me for this Free Your Mind Friday are Jessica Brown, opinionated financial guru, Jay Cameron, financial relationship coach, and comedian Eddie Bryant. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday.
Hey, whatever. How you doing? Friday.
Okay, so these are the three things that we're going to talk about here. You don't necessarily have to comment on them, although certainly we are interested in hearing what you have to say. We're going to talk about, when you're in a relationship, how to fight and win. Yeah, there's that. how to fight and win. Does spending money make you happy? I saw a meme just earlier this week that said, those who believe that money doesn't make you happy aren't spending it on the right things. and of course, we're going to talk about Black Panther, the success and the fact that Jessica Brown has not seen it. The only black person in America who has not seen Black Panther.
Wakanda forever.
How about that? Okay, but let's first start with some of this money stuff here. At least here's something Jessica can talk about. So
the shade.
Well, it's cloudy outside.
It most certainly is.
But we're going to have some sun this weekend. Okay, so let's talk about relationships and fighting first of all. How do you fight to win? Should you fight to win in a relationship?
I do not think that you should fight to win. I think that you have to come to, I know sometimes it can be really frustrating trying to get your point across. However, I think that there has to be some type of understanding and really talk things out. You're always going to agree to disagree. That's just what it is. So because that's your own personal opinion, your feelings. However, I think that there is a common ground that you can come to.
Okay. And particularly if you're fighting over, you know, not necessarily just, you know, finances, because people certainly fight over that, but they fight over love, they fight over power, security, they fight over the status in the relationship.
Yeah.
What are you? What are we? You know, let's talk about that or even acceptance. What do you think, Eddie?
Well, I just think that if you want to be happy, you let her win. And
that too.
The relationship, see, and the relationship will go right on course. So,
I mean, but come on, in 2018, isn't it time for the honeydew men to ask for some equity, Jay? I mean, you know, Eddie says, whatever you say, dear, you know, but isn't it time for guys to kind of stand up for themselves and at least, like Jessica says, agree to disagree?
Well, absolutely. You want to stand up for yourself. But kind of going back to your question.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting to win, sometimes we might win that particular battle, mm-hmm. but we might end up losing because of the damage that occurs mm-hmm. in the process, the things that we say. And sometimes we'll take jabs when we're in.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just throw that low blow, mm-hmm. and that low blow hits, and you win, but you really lose.
But what's a jab? I mean, give me an example of a jab, one of those low-blow jabs.
Using somebody's, something from their past, talking about their parents.
Oh, wow.
What I did for you. I mean, talking about their financial status and where you brought them from. There are all kinds of jabs that you can throw.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody knows what the jabs are, or tapping into someone's insecurities and poking that area. And you win because that person says, okay, I quit, but they hold it. It's something that can go to another level.
Do you realize the risk of possibly talking about your girlfriend or your wife's mother?
It happens.
It happens. You better throw them out there sometime, her. You got to do it. To let her know you're not playing. You got to like, I don't like you and your mother sometimes. You got to do that.
You will talk about her mother's potato salad?
Yeah, something like that.
Go deeper than the potato salad.
Is there anything deeper than the potato salad?
Yes, there is. Yeah.
We're not saying because we want some more potato salad.
202-319-7810.
You're safe, yeah.
202-319-7810. This is a Free Your Mind Friday. What is bothering you in the headlines this week? You know, it's not all serious, but if you have something that's really, really bothering you, you want to get it off your chest, give us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay, Sue, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Sue. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to ask you guys a question.
The guys or Jessica, too?
Oh, Jessica, too, everyone.
Okay.
I need everyone's opinion on this one.
All right.
So for Valentine's Day, I received a cake that says, I tolerate you.
That's one of those jabs.
Now that is funny. Okay.
Oh man.
Did that come from your mate's mother?
No, it actually came from my mate.
Okay. So wait a minute. Are you married?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
10 years.
Oh, he was playing.
Yeah.
He's playing?
He was totally playing.
So are you going to make it to 11? That's the question.
You better not let no cake break y'all up now. Don't let no cake.
I tolerate. Was it your favorite cake, at least? Was it your favorite kind?
Yes, was my favorite cake. It was a strawberry shortcake that was made like the strawberry shortcake popsicle.
He was just playing.
I tolerate you?
He could have said, I love you, but maybe, you know,
It was funny in the gym, when his boys was like, all right, what you going to get her? I'm going to get her this cake.
Did you eat the cake? That's the question.
Right.
Yes, I did.
and you're still living. Okay, Jessica, from a woman's point of view, romantic person that you are,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tolerate you.
That sounds about right. I'm a funny person. So for me, I wouldn't take it personal. Right. You know, at the end of the day, it takes a lot for a man to really go out, go get a cake, go do things. Like, men hate getting out the car and hate making extra stops when they don't really need to. So, you know, maybe he tried to put a little effort into it. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, we get mad as women that he didn't go to the store, that he gave us money. Now he went out and bought a cake. And it may not have the appropriate message that we have maybe wanted to, but that's how he felt. Huh. And, you know, at the end of the day, all I would be able to do is appreciate that you made the effort to go the extra mile. And I'm a woman. So, of course, any woman is hard to tolerate sometimes. So, you know, at the end of the day, thank you for being there. And I tolerate you, too.
Jay,
I would not take that risk.
Oh, come on, live on the line.
That's walking, I'm jumping off the cliff.
That's crazy. So Sue, what did you give him for Valentine's Day?
We didn't exchange gifts. I said, don't buy me anything, I don't want anything, but he bought the cake.
Okay, so you had not planned on getting him a card?
I got cards, yes, I did get him cards.
And what did your card say?
Oh, my cards were really cute. It was related to football and how different, you know, the different football parts of football, like sacking and roughing the passer. We related that to love. So it was cute.
And concussion protocol, probably, after you got that cake.
Right.
So, okay, but is he still, that was the 14th of February. This is the 23rd of February. Are you two still together?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Where is he now?
He's with me in the car.
Oh. Job, sir.
Is he in the car? Is he on the hood? tied like a deer, ready for taxidermy. Look, tell your husband, hang in there, brother, but don't be quite so creative. I would say that. Look, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are in a Free Your Mind Friday kind of mode. What's on your mind? What's bothering you? Let's get it off your chest. Let's go to Anita. Anita calling from D.C. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
That's good. I'm calling because I'm a little confused about just when you fight. That's what you were talking about.
Yes.
And my thing is, I'm not really into the fight. My thing is when you start out good and everything is going okay, and then all of a sudden you change your ways or you change your habits. And sometimes when you change your ways or your habits, something's in the way and you're saying nothing's changed, everything is good, but your actions are showing something different. So do you fall back and let them go through what they're going through, or you just say, hey, you know, I'm not feeling what's going on and I feel like I'm not needed anymore? So, I mean, I'm a little bit confused.
I would be confused too. People change, though.
Yeah.
They do. And yeah. My thing is sometimes they can become needy, but when they get better or get on their feet, so to speak, they have a tendency to forget those that helped them get there.
Ah.
But I don't, you know, and I don't want to feel like I was used for that purpose or just.
Well, let me see, because I've got about a minute before I go to break. Jay, she sounds to me like she's helped this guy get back on his feet, and now he's, you know, is he having relationship remorse? What's going on here?
Oh, it could be a variety of different things, and I think that's part of being wise on the front end of the situation, especially when you see. And now here's the other thing. People go through things in life, and when you're in a relationship,
right,
things happen. And so we respond, and sometimes things are new, especially when we're getting to know someone.
Yeah.
And right. So it just depends on the particular situation.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, people change, but, you know, sometimes when a person who helps you out always reminds you that they help you out.
Yeah. Right.
After a while, you'd be like, you know what? So what? You helped me out.
I'm done. Yeah.
You know? So, you know, it's a give and take.
What does your heart tell you, Anita? Anita, what does your heart tell you?
My heart tells me that they want to move on, but they're scared that they're going to hurt my feelings. Whereas me, the kind of person I am, the truth will set you free. It may hurt me for a day or two or whatever, but I know how to get through that.
All right.
I don't want to walk up on something and be like, okay, and then be sitting in upper marble wondering how the hell I got there.
Well, there you go. I think you need to go with your heart, and I'm sure that you are a wonderful person and you have options. So
yes.
Hey, let them go, Anita. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. What's on your mind? What's bothering you? What's grinding your gears? We're going to talk to Walter. We're going to talk to Brian. Also, we're going to talk about money and happiness. And, of course, we're going to talk about Black Panther. Lines are still open. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. It is a Free Your Mind Friday, and we're helping you get it off your chest. Whatever's bothering you, whether it's a big thing or maybe it's just something that's just grinding your gears just a tad bit. My guests are Jessica Brown, opinionated financial guru, Jay Cameron, financial relationship coach, and comedian Eddie Bryant. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Walter calling from Southeast. Walter, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mr. Fisher?
I'm doing just fine.
To the ladies. Look, I'm a single bachelor, but I experience what most married men go through.
Okay.
And that's PMS.
Really?
Yes. It seems like four black women attack you at the same time, but all of them were my relatives and not my girlfriends. So I'm staying out of that single. I'm staying single as long as I can. But I want to now get to the serious part.
Okay.
Laura Ingraham.
Oh, yeah.
She called out LeBron James and telling him to sit, you know, shut up and dribble. If that was some, I guess when you can be on your own show and you don't have to justify for what you say, and somebody talk back to her and tell her, well, why don't you sit down and shut up and make babies? I'd be called a chauvinistic pig, really. But she, I mean, I've seen too many of these white right-wing bigots get away with saying what they feel and they, who they are. And I'm like, LeBron took the high roll and showed what kind of person she really is.
Okay. I mean, I think you really do make a really good point. Black athletes have been doing more than being athletes for decades. And I think LeBron James is a perfect example of that, whether he's talking to a conservative Fox News commentator like Laura Ingraham, or even somebody else of color who may criticize him. What do you think, Jesse?
I mean, this has been going on for a while now, right? I mean, you have Bob McNair, what was that, the owner of the Texans, who said we can't have these inmates run the prison.
That's right.
What the other guy, Donald, whatever his name was, who owned the L.A. team, that got caught up with the lady. Yeah, who got caught up with the lady, and she released all those phone conversations. Right. I mean, none of this is new, right? I mean, at the end of the day, look what they do to these young players in college and how they make them play. They don't earn any money, but they make these universities millions and millions of dollars every year.
And pay the coaches,
but they're never paying the players,
exactly.
You know, and the same thing is like these players' destiny is never set in stone. You
That's
know,
right.
they don't, and they're not even teaching them how to use this money when they are not a part of the NFL anymore. So, I mean, this has been going on for a while, so it's nothing new. It's just bringing it to the forefront.
Yeah. That's why I like the Big Baller brand, and everybody should go play basketball for Ice Cube.
That's
what's
wrong.
He has his own league. He has a league.
But is he paying them?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you get more tickets sold, you can pay more money.
Oh, wow. So you're also playing and you're working in sales.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Jay, your thoughts?
Sometimes what you have to do in a situation like this is recognize the business aspect of it. And when it comes to LeBron, if you have the conversation going, because she knows her audience and what she says is going to spark something with them. So she's not going to get any backlash.
Of course.
As a matter of fact, they love when we come back and we have a lot to say, because now it ignites their audience and keeps them going. So as long as we keep our message in their face and then we ignite our audience and we actually put some tangible things together and recognize that it all goes back to money.
Right.
This is capitalism.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And if we can now master that side of it, then we start to influence it on a different level. So we have to have these conversations. And so it's good that it comes out and we talk about it.
Right.
Well, Walter, I think you bring up a great point. Thank you so much. And look, just make peace with your family, man, because you're going to need them. Maybe not today, but you'll need them tomorrow. So make peace with your family. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's go to Brian calling from Northwest D.C. What's on your mind, Brian?
Hi there. I want to apologize to the operator because I wanted to talk about the gun control, but this topic that you all, with the last caller about these athletes, there was a report that you read earlier about the
NCAA, the FBI investigation. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, let me tell you this. You know, Harold, this has been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on for many, many years. College athletes been getting benefits and money. But the thing people have to remember is that you can't do so much to these programs, because college basketball, football, they are the ones that's bringing in money to these universities.
So are you suggesting that the players should be legally be paid instead of those who are doing it allegedly under the table? You think players just should be paid?
A long time ago, I felt that the players should get something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the contract. I don't know what the gratuity or the tips or whatever they're getting now. I don't know how much. I just felt they should get something, because they are the ones that people come to see. They come to see most of these athletes. These athletes now are trying to get big time. They're trying to get to the professional sports.
Well, let's see what Jessica has to say, because she's chomping at the bit. Go ahead, Jessica.
Well, I mean, you know, me being a college financial aid expert, I mean, at the end of the day, these athletes are getting a top education that they would have never received if they were not playing these sports at these institutions.
Are they going to class, though, really?
I mean, but at the end of the day, they're supposed to be getting an education. And you're telling me if you go to a $70,000 institution per year, these kids are getting a $70,000 education, and these sports are also bringing in enough money to help students on academic scholarships, bring them in and give them an opportunity. So, I mean, of course, yes, they're not being directly paid. However, they are being granted an opportunity to leave where they are, wherever in the world, and start a new life.
Okay.
Well, you can get a financial aid situation and work study. You get paid for work study, right?
That's if you can get work study.
But most kids can get some sort of job, right, outside of your classes, and they're traveling, and it takes work, it takes practice. They're putting time in, and they're selling jerseys, and they're selling
And they have
tickets.
Student loans?
Yeah. No, well, why would they have student loans? They shouldn't even have student loans if they're playing basketball.
I mean, some of
or sports.
I mean, if you're talking about them finding jobs, most of those regular kids have to have student loans versus an athlete doesn't have to have any of that.
Well, but
then those kids are not there on scholarship. And I think the point that's being made is if you are going to an Ohio State or an Alabama or Florida State or someplace like that, the agreement is you will come and play football for us and we will give you an education. That's the exchange. And
right.
They say, that's how we're paying you.
Right.
But some people would say that's not enough.
Of course.
And that's the argument.
Question,
right.
Because then if you look at how much, say, let's take an Ohio State, which is a major university, and it's almost like a, and it's not, I don't know what their revenue is, but I know that it is like a city of its
in
of
60,000 students.
So think I don't, I, and I imagine the tuition is probably somewhere around $60,000-$70,000 a year, or maybe $50,000. So if you take that over the course of 4 years, that's $200,000
as a student, right?
So as a student, and then you look at that and you say, okay, now if I'm playing 4 years in the NFL, what would I make? I'm assuming the same risk.
Right.
I can tear my ACL, break my back. Anything can happen. So am I being compensated fairly for what I'm bringing to the table? That may be the question of what we're talking about.
Exactly. Right.
The coaches make like $10 million a year.
But right. They're not in school.
Yeah, right. But $10 million a year to coach football?
Yeah.
$70,000.
I like the point that Brian brought up. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Pat. Pat calling from Bowie. What's on your mind, Pat?
Good evening. I hope you can hear me well.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. You mentioned to talk about things that are on our minds this week.
And
I guess I'll stay what's current, although there are probably a million things on my mind. But I want to speak specifically to the shootings in Parkland, Florida this week and the young people that have spoken up. And the media and most folks out there are giving them a lot of praise for their standing up and going to the Congress and so on and so forth, speaking their mind and trying to make change. And I'm all well and good with that. I think I give them praise for that. I take nothing away from that. What I'm trying to find out is why, or if they did, maybe I'm wrong, when our young black men and women were raising awareness for Black Lives Matter, they weren't getting these praises that I'm hearing all along, all day and all night about these young kids in Parkland. Why are black kids that we were trying to stand up for the young boys that were being shot and killed by police officers, and we were standing up and trying to make a movement, and I wasn't hearing all these praises about them. And I know Oprah just gave these kids in Parkland $500,000 to do their march in March. I don't know. Maybe she did give money for that, for the Black Lives Matter. I guess I'm asking that. But I haven't heard any of that.
I'll start and I'll see what our panel has to say. While I understand your concern, and as a black person, I think the question is important, but I don't think you can conflate the two.
Right.
This situation, some would argue, was not about race, although maybe on the face of it, you know, because these were mostly white kids. who were killed. Some could say it is about race, but hold on. Let me kind of ferret this out, because this is you raise a complex issue. But I really do think that it's hard to conflate the Black Lives Matter movement and those issues with, you know, with school shootings, because as we have seen in these school shootings, Sandy Hook and Columbine, the Aurora movie theater,
Right. Black
folks, white folks, Asian folks, brown folks were killed.
Right.
You know, Jessica, your thoughts.
Right. I mean, I don't think you can really compare the two. I mean, Black Lives Matter versus, you know, the Parkland shootings. I mean, the Parkland shootings was an educational institution where kids came to learn. You know, this can happen to any school in America, and it's continuously happening where young kids are bringing in guns and killing our children, you know. And, you know, the question needs to be answered is about gun control all the way across the board. You know, our gun control with our law enforcement, gun control with American citizens, just stricter gun control laws literally for everyone.
Gentlemen.
It wasn't a matter of being black or white or racist, and I wasn't inferring that. I was just inferring the fact that young people were standing up to make a change when our young people were standing up to make a change, but we're not hearing that in the media.
Yeah.
And gun control is the issue because they're killing our kids with guns.
I would disagree, though. Because when young people from Black Lives Matter have marched, there has been discussion, I would say, prior to the current administration about criminal justice reform as it relates to the, no matter how you feel about it, about the relaxing of laws regarding, you know, marijuana, the training of police officers to be culturally sensitive and other things. So I disagree that there has been no concern about the residual issues around Black Lives Matter. But again, I just think these are completely two different issues. Jay, you wanted to say something?
No, I agree. And there was a tremendous amount of media coverage when the shootings occurred with the young black youth. I mean, you would see it everywhere. Now, whether or not this coverage was accurate, or we could debate that, but the awareness was there. And so it wasn't an afterthought on any level. I mean, because you would see it on the nightly news, the marches and all the different things that were going on.
I think what the sister was basically saying was, if the kids in Ferguson were protesting about what was going on and it was skewed negatively somewhat on some of the media, these kids are being supported to a degree, and we just didn't feel the same level of support when it came to a similar issue. Not saying that.
Yeah, I still don't think the two can be conflated, because often, unfortunately, when these young black men, and in some cases young black women, are killed in these Black Lives Matter related incidents, these are single individuals,
right?
And which doesn't make it work, you know, better. I mean, every life is precious, but when you have 17 students gunned down,
of course,
okay, and as we saw in Sandy Hook, you know, more than 20, those babies that were killed in Sandy Hook did not have a voice.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think this is an unusual situation. Pat, thank you so much. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Rebecca, and we're going to talk to Curtis, and we're also going to talk about Black Panther. It's an amazing movie, isn't it, Jessica? Oh, well.
Wakanda forever.
We'll talk about it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Welcome back to Free Your Mind Friday on the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about the things that are bothering you, something that you want to get off your chest, what's grinding your gears. We're going to talk about Black Panther now, although Rebecca and Curtis, please stay there, because we're going to talk to you in just a minute. Okay, so here's the lotto ticket prize for today's guest. Where is Black Panther in the box office as of today? Anybody have a guess?
It's like at, I think, 217 million.
Okay,
like that.
All right, Eddie.
500 million.
Jay.
Probably 435.
Maybe. Jay was the closest. Right now, as of Friday, $404 million. Dollars. It is absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. And I'm going to try to go and see it again this weekend.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just thought it was just...
It was great.
Absolutely amazing. What did you think, Eddie?
I had a good time. Took my nieces and nephews, and we had a good time just to see the kids' reaction to the story. And it felt like going to go see, when I was a kid, Superman was, you know, in the movie theater, and it was fun to go see that. And so to see them have an opportunity, this is one of their first superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a good time, you know, they really embraced it. We had a lot of fun.
Jay,
I enjoyed the positive images across the board. We didn't have any buffoonery. We didn't have any, it was just none of the craziness that we've become accustomed to in a lot of the things that we've had over the years as far as the images. So positive images. I mean, young sister, Tech Whiz. I'm not trying to give too much of it away. I'm trying to inspire people to go see it.
But you got to go. I mean, there's so much stuff on the internet right now. You would think that you've already seen it, even if you hadn't. Here's my issue. this isn't coming to America, okay?
Right.
So, I appreciate, you know, folks kind of dressing up like they, you know, like they do with, you know, Star Wars and
don't be
and,
a stick in the mud.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Yeah, okay.
But they wearing fake dashiki.
No. Fake dashiki. Here's my thing.
Dashiki. How you find a fake dashiki?
Easy. On the street corner from a vendor.
On the corner.
That's terrible. Look at the lining.
The thing that the video, has anybody seen that video where there's the sister sitting on the shoulders of the guy and they're dropping the petals just like, you know, covered. I think that is just one of the most ridiculously hilarious things I have ever.
I love our spirit. That make her feel good.
And with the two plates. In the movie theater.
Two plates in the movie theater.
Well, the lady, when I went to the movie, the lady was putting the butter. She took the butter, but she had some crab legs in her pocketbook, and she was spreading butter with a little bag. And it was cool. I mean, it smelled like fish, but it was a great time.
I know it did.
Yeah, we had a great time.
But here's the
great
thing.
Great date.
You know, the Cinemark theaters have changed their policy about large handbags.
Yeah.
Really?
That's right. No handbag now with an opening that's bigger than 12 inches.
Yeah,
because, you know, apparently some of our cousins are bringing their own snacks.
Baby, put it in cups next time. Don't worry about it. I ain't got time to pay $35 for no Raisinets, man. You gonna get 12 Raisinets, man.
It's going to the movies is not cheap. Trust me. Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let us talk to Rebecca. What's on your mind, Rebecca? Rebecca, go right ahead. Are you there? Rebecca? Rebecca, tell you what. Call me back if you can. Let's go to Curtis. Curtis calling from Maryland. Curtis, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to make a statement about what you said about a little while ago about women losing trust and so forth in relationships.
Okay, go right ahead.
I just want you guys to know, and I hope this goes out to Diana because I love her very much, and she needs to know that. I have not messed around on her at all. Mm-hmm. I love her very much unconditionally, as she stated, and I do. And down into your radio thing here and pull out the stone.
Say that again, please. You broke up a little bit.
Oh, if you can reach down there wherever you reach for your records and play the song Dedicated by the Tempries.
We don't play music on this program. No. Yeah, you may have to call Jeff Brown on the Quiet Storm and reach out to her. So what's going on, Curtis? Are you all having some problems here?
On the 14th, I heard a lady say something about the 14th, too. That's when we broke up again.
Oh, wow. Why?
I had heard in his voice. It's going to be all right, brother, man. Just get a playlist on YouTube.
Yeah, sooner or later, man. I just got to make my mind up and just probably, if I have to, just let it go. I let it go years ago. She came back.
Oh.
You know, if you love something, you can't be afraid to let it go. I understand that.
Is that true, Jay?
Yes, it is.
I'm asking.
Sometimes circumstances will force you to, depending on. I mean, you can love someone and it just might not be a good situation, but if it's a good situation and you can make it work, and if you can come together and work out the issues, then it can work. But some situations you have to let go because it's just not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jessica?
I mean,
you're the lady in the group, so you need to encourage Curtis.
Well, Curtis, first off, you have a lot of strength to come on the radio and get her back. So I definitely appreciate that as a woman. That means that you're really in this to really fight for her, your relationship, and you really care about her. So I definitely appreciate that as a woman. And what I would advise is that you keep your head up. And at the end of the day, if it didn't work out, trust me, there's somebody out there better for you. It's just a matter of being patient and waiting for them to come on through.
Oh, well, there you go. You do have options. Hey, look, I say, Curtis, ask her one more time. And, you know, be sincere the whole bit. You maybe want to give her your phone passcode.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's nothing says I love you like that.
Take her on
like
a vacation. It's time to rekindle the flame. Maybe y'all need some alone time.
How about that? Take her on a vacation.
Seven days and one night on the Spirit of Anacostia. It costs $100. Come on and get it.
Curtis, hang in there, brother. Thank you so much for calling. Wow. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You see, men hurt too.
Yes. Okay.
You know,
I heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, woo.
And to call in, that's one thing. When a man calls in.
He waited.
He's serious.
So yeah.
When a man calls in, he's serious.
He's definitely serious. He got one
side. And go public with it.
Sitting on the side of the bed.
I hope she was listening.
I really do, too. Yeah, I've got, you know, Yolanda here. She says, poor guy. She puts a heart up. But she also says, no stalking.
No, please don't do that.
No stalking. You definitely want to ask her. You want to be contrite, sincere. But he says that he hasn't done anything that she suspects. So that sounds to me more like a conversation than necessarily, you know, an apology or something like that.
They just need to sit down.
They probably been overworked and all of that stuff.
On Valentine's Day?
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
God, I love Valentine's Day. How can you break up on Valentine's
Day? It's easy. Don't nobody want to buy nobody nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, see, that's another thing. guys need to step up. And no more cakes saying, I tolerate.
Can we spread it out, though? Thanksgiving.
Spread what out?
The payments, okay? Everybody don't ball like you. Okay?
Payments.
Yeah, we got financial advisors in here. Okay, talk to me. Okay, Thanksgiving money. Boom, I got to buy her mama turkey in a hand. Boom, then Christmas coming. Mm-hmm. They got to get her gift, my kid, her kids, not even my kid, but then you got to get their gift. Boom, then New Year's, we got to do something real nice. Then
my birthday.
Birthday's in there, and then mm-hmm. Valentine's mm-hmm. Day come right there. You broke. You done worked all your overtime. You spending time with your boss and her. That's it. Now, when is the holiday for us, Earl?
Huh? Every day. You come home and you get something to eat and your house is cooked and, you know, we in there waiting on you. That's a holiday.
I see y'all at happy hour, y'all. For real.
That's
a holiday.
That doesn't fly. But here's the thing. You heard they have the Christmas clubs during the week where you say maybe they need a Valentine's club.
Good solution. You know what, Earl? We're going to build an app.
The Valentine's.
Now,
here's the thing, because, you know, I did give Jessica just a little bit of shade and just a little bit. And maybe after the show, we will give you your black card back because you are the only black person in America. How can you not have seen Black Panther.
I've been busy. I don't have time to wait in no lines. You know, I'm not fighting over a seat.
I didn't wait in. I bought my
Fandango.
Tickets online.
And then it was just, first off, I don't like to go when things are like in such a fad. Like, you know, like it's just too much for me. Too many people, too much going on. Like, I want to go sit and enjoy the movie. I'll probably wait till it comes on demand. I can sit at home.
Oh, wow.
Drink my wine. And I'm still contributing.
Contributing to
paying for
Netflix?
The movie.
No.
Verizon.
No.
Who's paying? I'll buy the movie. How about that? I'll buy it.
No, but you know what? You know what's going to happen? Jessica is going to see the movie in like 2 months, and she's going to show up at her office, and she's going to say, "Hey guys, have you heard about this movie, Black Panther?" And you're going to hear this.
Cricket.
That's just so. The thing is, you really need, you know why you need to see it?
I'm gonna go.
The reason you need to see it this weekend is because, as we've spoken about earlier, it's not just a superhero movie. This movie is really about, I would argue, powerful images of Black empowerment, powerful images of Black women being empowered, not only as characters,
right,
but as actors
and writers.
And thank you.
Writers.
And writers. I mean, this is this isn't just entertainment.
Right.
This is, I would argue, this is a watershed moment in African-American entertainment history. Boom.
I know that there's a lot of lessons in this movie. Mm-hmm. I enjoy watching the unity and how it's bringing, you know, the community together. I enjoy seeing that many superstars have rented out theaters and bought the movie plenty of times to really support it and take our youth to go see that movie. You know, I think that's more important to me than anything. You know, before I go, I'd rather let our kids go, let them really experience what a world is supposed to be, you know, and then I'm going to get there.
Okay.
Wakanda forever, because it's forever going to live.
It's not allowed.
And the next time we see Jessica, she will have shaved her head.
It's like colonizer.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay.
I absolutely love it. Jessica Brown, Jay Cameron, and Eddie Bryan, thank you so much for coming in. And
thanks for having me.
It's been a really, really difficult week in the news, so it's always good to end it with some smiles. That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Friday, February 23rd. For News Director Renee Nash, please get better, Renee. We love you. Reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Aaron Walter and Bobby Adams. I'm Harold Fisher. Tweet us at WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR.